Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I read studies, and I don't even have them in front of me right now, but that there's such a high percentage of those who have same-sex attractions, who have possibly sexual abuse in their background or a broken relationship with parents, or they struggle in that way as others struggle with other indulgences, so to speak. But imagine, based on what you just said and what you know, God's heart for these precious souls, if they are settling in a land that's a settle for them, and God says, I have something so much more. I want to untangle those fears. I want to heal your soul. And I've got a spouse for you where you can bear children and have a future. I mean, that is a loving father perspective, but we've turned it around. I like how you said we've taken sex to be foundational and let it be functional and for enjoyment and indulgence at the absence of the whole purpose of it. Suddenly, we've got a culture turned on its heels, and the ripple effect is we're seeing before our very eyes, aren't we?
No, absolutely. And I think about what you said with the studies and so on. I hear people all the time, you know, in our church, they will cry to me. They will say, I have prayed. I have done everything I can. I have found seek counselors. I've gone to retreats. I have gone to conferences. I've done Bible studies. I've done everything. And yet, God has not removed same-sex attraction from me. And I've had people say, why hasn't he if it's so wrong? And here's my answer. The best theological answer I can give, Susie, here it is. I don't know. But I do know this. I have a ton of unanswered prayers, and I'm sure you do too, Susie.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that God has never answered me on, or at least answered the way that I wanted him to. And yet, God's lack of answer does not mean his absence. And you know, the Apostle Paul cried out many times for God to remove the thorn from his side, and yet what did God say? My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect by your weakness. And unfortunately, people grab a hold of this issue, and they use it for their own agenda. And I'm writing a second book right now, and part of my argument in the second book is that I don't believe the Democratic Party really cares as much for the LGBT community as what people think, because there are many Democrats who see them as votes to be had. And there are some Republicans who see the LGBT community to be villains who are made because they get votes by making out the community to be villains.
Wow.
When most of the community are not the activists or extremists that we see, that's a small minority. And yet, whereas they're not votes to be had or villains to be made, I really think that they are victors that Jesus wants to crown. And I really think that the only person who really truly cares about the LGBT community is Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
And I think everything we can do to turn that community to Jesus Christ, we can. And somehow we have got to separate American politics out of it, because we take advantage of any community because of politics.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.